She started going. I don't know if you noticed that. She was like, oh, okay. I don't know if she was like, I noticed that, so she's getting into it. So.
Yeah, she's joining us then.
But this is beautiful. To me, this is a beautiful scene.
Yes, it is.
A
beautiful day.
I think if somebody was having a concert and they were the one performing for you, they would enjoy the beautiful music. They're facing you this way, you're facing the wall. So.
Yeah.
But it is nice. It's beautiful. All the messages were great this morning. We loved all of it. It just talked about what the undertone I heard was that no matter what you're going through, God's got this. No matter what's occurring or happening in your life, God is in control. No matter what seems to be an inconvenience or a trial or you just wish it wasn't going on, God is working it out. That's what I heard. And when I heard Richard's question, that's what I thought. Yeah, I couldn't have done that there because there's a lot going on. You know, kids, yeah, they're dope, but yeah. All right, so you always going to be kids to your parents. Just know that. And they always be like, hey, no matter how old you get, you always going to be kids. And so we worry. So we worry as parents. We just concerned. So, you know, but you know, kids and stuff and life and how's everything. So I'm like, man, yeah, it sounds like quite hard. But I appreciated all the messages. And to me personally, I felt like God was talking to me. God said, yeah, you've been having that week, so I'm talking to you. And so I appreciate the encouragement and the message. But in all times, too, when I think about Job, and we're going to finish up this series with Job. You know, we talked about Job's, we talked about God's righteous man, who is Job. And we talked about God's righteous man under attack. Man, but now we're going to close out with God's righteous man standing firm.
Amen.
That's what we're supposed to do. You're supposed to stand firm. We will have all type of onslaughts and come our way, all type of attacks, whether it comes from another person, whether it comes from society itself, the job, schoolwork, you name it, wherever it comes from, we're going to be attacked by something on some day. We're going to have some adversity from something that we encounter or someone that we encounter on some day. But at the beginning of the attack, in the ending of the attack, all that matters is what you look like. You know, and God says Job's integrity. I mean, he speaks about it so highly. He talks about this how big it was, how great it was, how Job was like, he would not waver. He's just irremovable. That Job is so committed and faithful that, man, you can do nothing to shake his faith. You feel like that is your faith. You feel like your faith is unshakable. Do you feel that way? And so over in Job, we're going to look at here, finally finish it up here, but I'm going to read a couple things that you guys turn over to Job and going to be in Job too. So the word integrity, it means the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles and moral uprightness. So, wow. They just inspired me. You know, when you get to a book and you're setting it out and you're trying to understand God's relationship with us, you're like, man, Job to me is like a hero. He inspires me. Yeah. He inspires me. When you're going through some things, his story inspires me. Like, I want to have that said about me. I want God to be able to look at me and say, Sydney is my man of integrity. The next part of that, when God, he kind of raised Job up, he lifted Job up, he talks about how Job's character was. He said Job was a man of integrity and that Job feared God. Fear God means to fear or have a specific sense of respect, awe, and submission to God. To respect God's rule and authority in your life. It's sad to say that all of us have a little bit of rebellious spirit in us.
Oh, yeah.
Some of us more than others, therefore our journey is a little rough. I mean, our road is not as smooth as ours. Right? Some of our road is just a little bumpy up and down. We're trying to figure it out. But God says, you know, to be like Job, you need to have great respect for him. His awesomeness, his rule, and his authority. And finally, it says he also shunned evil. He just shunned. Shun means to run away. But it says to keep away, do not entertain anything that is evil or anything that is harmful to your relationship with God. And I thought, wow, Job got all the qualities of being a man or woman of God. I'm just keeping it short. And so we know here, we're going to pick up in verse 2, Satan is once again allowed to revisit heaven. I can imagine if this was heaven and you were God, would you allow Satan to step up here on this platform and have a conversation with you and all that? No. But you have no business. As a matter of fact, you can get out of this beautiful car. The car is beautiful. As long as you're not here. That's how we are. But God said, I'm not going to entertain. And it amazed me. God goes back and before he talks to the angels, hey, what you been up to? You know, it's like, God, I want to know what you've been doing. All those God already know. And so him and Satan has this discussion about, you know, I've been here, since the same thing, I've been here and there. It's kind of floating around. And God wants to give him a man. I feel that joke. And it's great to have a parent who feels so great about you. A parent who's like, speaks so highly of you, like, my child is up for the test. I think it's just amazing that you have a child who feels, a parent who feels that about you. And he asked Satan directly. He didn't beat around the bush. He didn't take shortcuts. He said, no, I have to look at my child, Joe. But I thought, man, there's something else. And of course, Satan responds, the same thing God already knows. Yeah, look at him. He said, yeah, but you know, he said, guess what? You know, you made it too easy for Joe. But if you'll let me attack Joe, sin for sin, I guarantee you, things will change. Our enemy, the devil, is relentless. Very relentless. And I'm going to pick up here down in verse 3, actually. I'm going to read here, Job chapter 2, verse 3. I'm going to read here just what it says. It says, then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless, upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. And he still maintains his integrity. And God speaks it so highly of Job. Satan still maintains his integrity. Though you incited me against him to ruin him without any reason. Job's been through a lot of support. We know Job's broke. Job ain't got no money. Yep. Job broke. And Job is fatherless. He has no kids. It's crazy. But God says, man, still maintaining his integrity through all that. That's the kind of person God's looking for. That's the kind of children that God is raising. Men and women, no matter what we go through, man, they still hold on to their integrity. Yeah. They're not folding up. They're not collapsing. Right. They're not running away. Yeah. They're not throwing the towel in. They're not giving up. They're not quitting. He says, guess what? Job's still got the integrity. You have to know that as you can say. Because this whole thing was what? I'm going to destroy Job's integrity. I'm going to prove God that he is alive. But guys, you know, Job is still holding on. So, goes on and picks up in verse 4. Here goes Satan said, skin for skin, Satan replied. A man will give all he has for his own life. But now stretch out your hand and strike his flesh and bones, and he will surely curse you to your face. Wow. So Satan said, it wasn't enough that I took his money and made him broke. It wasn't enough that I took all his kids. But he said, you know what? Let me go in there in person. Let me attack in person. I don't know about you guys. You know, a little cut bothers me sometimes. You don't want to have a cut. Paper cut bothers me. Because you can't do nothing about it. I don't know if you guys ever been changed a tire, and the tire has these little like wires in them. And if you're not careful, you get one of the wires in your finger, you can't really get it out of paint. It's like really small, and it's just so painful. And you just got to let your body, whatever, in the process of getting it out. But if you're too deep, you got to go get it pulled out. But it's just microscopic small paper. There are just certain things that just aggravate you, that stick with you for days. We know we've all had some type of sore, some type of pain, some type of ache, and it just for days and days and days. And we hate that. And we want it to go away. But here was Satan's system on, let me get out of this man's flesh. Because surely this man knows that what? My flesh is everything. I'm not going to sit in pain and not do anything. And so when I think about that, and I read what it says here, you know, it just, Satan is just vicious. Now to give you an understanding of what it means by Job's skin for skin, it says in Job's ancient culture, skin for skin was a bartering term meaning to trade one skin for another. The devil is accusing Job of being willing to risk the skin of his children and his livestock in order to protect his own skin. So he said when Job lost his money, Job lost all his kids, he said Job was cool with that because it didn't necessarily directly affect his own skin. Now it did hurt him, but it wasn't his own pain and skin. So Satan said, but you know what? Let me directly the skin. maybe at the source. But now we're going to have a different story. That's kind of like we live a lot of different lives. Satan always wants direct access to us and see how we're going to respond. Going on further, I got a couple notes I'm going to say to you. He says, when it came down to it, here's a couple of things, an example I'm going to give. He says, when it came down to it, when you think of other people in the Bible, it says Abraham betrayed his wife to save his life. Y'all remember that? He lied and said what? She wasn't what? God knows. He said, and Satan's pointing at this stuff, he think about it, say like, others are doing this. He said, Jonah, you know? David forsook his sanity to save his life. Peter denied who to save his own life? See, there are people sitting in that seat after Joe said it. You think about it, what would you do? If your long life is at risk. Man, would you denounce God? Would you stay faithful? Would your faith be shaking? Now, God shows us an example of men who like, hey, they walking on their faith. But you know, that was a sin they had to live with. God gave them grace and said, hey, you're going to make up for it. You're going to work a lot harder or whatever. You're going to keep working the kingdom. But he gives us an example of that. You know, but this was Satan's point. You know, Satan, you know, insisted that if the attack were made against Job directly, if some calamity came upon Job's body, then Job would certainly curse God. Satan suggested to God a new test for Job. Physical suffering, pain, can weaken our resistance and make everything look and feel worse than it really is. More than one person has withstood tragedy only to fall apart under the onslaught of pain. It is the devil's perpetual estimate of humanity that our flesh is more important to us than our soul. You know, being young, played a lot of games, did a lot of things, you know. Did the old phone thing, you know. And I don't know about a lot of you, but there were a lot of games like that pain just seems so great. But a great example of people making it seem like the pain is just far beyond reach, have you ever seen a little baby? And they get hurt somehow. And yeah, they're just crying and they're like, oh, you don't understand this pain. And you're like, come on, it ain't that bad. And they're just laying out like, oh, it's the end of the world. You don't understand, mom, daddy, grandma, this is just it. I think I told a story before about me and Jesus when I was young. Now, my mom made each other wrestle me down. But they used to wrestle me and hold me down. I was fighting everybody because I did not want to be stuck by me. Now I'm a little older, it's a little different. But we've all seen that when it comes to something that's going to be harm to our flesh, we tend to act different. But God want to know why you're going to hold on to your integrity. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be a man or woman of faith? No matter what pain comes to your body. I mean, who in here really likes pain? Think about it. Now, again, it's a little different. If you're in the gym lifting on weights, you like, yeah, bring the pain. You like that pain because you think in your mind, that pain is going to bulk me up. It's going to make me fit. It's going to make me tough. I can deal with that pain. Yeah. But you got to know there's a greater pain than that. If you like, I want to do it. Even though it's going to make me spiritually tough, it's going to make me spiritually solid. Is there a Job inside of you? Is there a Job inside of you? Do you believe and know that you can be like Job? That is the day you went broke, you'll be okay. That is the day you became fatherless or motherless, you'll be okay. You're no longer an aunt or an uncle, you'll be okay. Is there a Job in you? Yet say, regardless of what happens, my integrity is solid. My God is good. I will not press my God. Is there a Job inside of you? Next one we talk about, Job suffers affliction and shows integrity. In verse 7 and 8 it says, so Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head, and he took for himself a potsherd, basically a pottery hook. It says, potsherd with which to scrape himself while he sat in the midst of the ashes. Wow. Has anybody ever seen boilers before?
Yeah.
Imagine, the best way I can put it for you is like, it's almost like a blister-like bubble, right, that bubbles on your skin like that, and it's full of pus.
Yes.
So now, Job has this from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Can't really walk.
Red and infected.
And he's scraping them. And they bleed up. You can't sit. You can't lay. It's on your head. It's on your feet. I don't know who's ready to tap in now. You know, you kind of like, I'm just kind of ready for this to be over.
Right.
Wow. So it's got a whole different thing. When I read it and studied, I said, man, that's just, you know, when I thought about it, it's Richard. The first thing that came to my mind, who watches the show? Dr. Pimple Popper. Nobody? Oh, I watched that show. I know, I watched it with Teresa. Teresa like, can't watch. She got left the room. I was like, and so, you know, you have these people with these abnormalities on their bodies and stuff like that. And they come in, they go to all these other doctors, like, okay, nobody can deal with it. Nobody can do it. They go into the office, she gets in there, she does a little thing, and she cuts it up, and that's like, I'm amazed at what comes out of the human body. Like, it's put on these big globs of like pus and bubbles and stuff. I'm like, wow, this is like, wow. And I'm kind of fascinated, like, wow, I would love to be there. Like, what are you doing? What are you, you know?
Oh,
and it's amazing the things that come out of our bodies. So this is what you're doing, you know, you see people with all the little deformities and stuff. And she said, the little thing, their body's deformed, I guess, so she cuts them out. And then she came back flat, and all they don't have. But she's going there, going this way. And it's never white. That's like, wow, it's like together. I was like, man, I can't imagine what Joe's going through. You know, he's been his own Dr. Pimple Popper. He's
right,
straight
right.
And everything. The test of integrity. Most of us want to lay down and say, I'm done. I'm just done. But what can you lay down? It's from your soul to your head.
Right. Right.
Where can you lay down? And they're coming back. Where can you lay down? Satan is truly mean. And he tries to get after us. This shows you how much Satan really hates us. How he just hates us so bad. It says, this disease that came upon Job was specifically meant to drive Job to such great despair that he would curse God. Man, we are not surprised that the attack against Job was severe, anger boils, and massive from his soul, from his foot to the crown of his head. You know, we again are challenged to see that Satan has the power of attack, the power to attack mankind in ways we perhaps previously did not perceive. Now, I want you to understand this. Anything that happens to us comes through God's hand first. And that's what it's saying here. And understand all the power that Satan has, that God allows him to have, to this onslaught, to really throw on us as mankind. He says, previously we saw that Satan could what? Inspire others to attack. Remember? And also this last talk. All these other people came in, took all that he had, made him broke. He goes, and could direct natural calamity as an attack against Job. Remember, a big windstorm came down and destroyed? Think about the things that Satan is allowed to do. He can influence other people to attack, you see, today's society. People are not acting right.
Yeah.
We're talking about storms and stuff that you have. God has given them authority to do that. That's amazing. And now finally he says, and now we see that diseases and physical suffering could come against Job as an attack from Satan.
Yeah.
Wow. The devil is a big person. And when you hate something bad enough, you can use everything at your resources, everything at your fingertips to attack you with. The devil is a busy, busy person. But guys, I want you to understand that God loves us so much. God brightens us much. God said, the people that I created, the people that I instilled my Holy Spirit in, they will not turn against me. They will be faithful. They will be faithful. But I want you to understand how Satan is operating and understand what Job is going through. Don't have to turn down, I'm just going to read a couple of scriptures here. It says, whatever the exact diagnosis of Job's condition, taken together, his medical problems were significant. One of the things Job dealt with was intensive pain. It reads over in Job chapter 30, verse 17. It says, my bones are pierced in me at night, and my gnawing pain takes no rest. Killing and darkness skin, Job 30:30. It says, my skin grows black and falls from me. Job 7:5, it says, pus-filled erupting sores. My flesh is caked with worms and dust. My skin is cracked and breaks out afresh.
Wow.
Job 19:20, anorexis, emaciation. My bone clings to my skin and to my flesh. Job 30:30 again, B, it says, He was riddled with fever. It says, my bones burn with fever. Job 7, verse 16 says, he suffered depression. I loathe my life. I would not live forever. And my heart is in turmoil and cannot rest. Days of affliction confront me. I go about mourning, but not in the sun. Because in the sun, the boils are burning and the heat is hitting me. And that one was Job 30, 26, 28. And finally, weeping. Job 16, 16 says, my face is flushed with weeping. Job was going through it. Job, that's enough to drive you mentally unstable. That's enough. Job dealt with his painful afflictions to the best of his ability. And then he sat in a mournful place. And that's something, he sat in a mournful place. And this is talking about, here, I'm going to read the scripture. We're getting close to the end, guys. This is talking about in verse, after Satan went out in a painful war, it says, verse 8, it says, then Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself with it as he sat among the ashes. Job is truly mourning right now. Job is truly mourning. You know, Job dealt with his painful things for the best of his ability and said, mourning. I think about that. You know, a lot of times we have to deal with a lot of things to the best of our ability. You know, I think about me and my loving wife, which is just beautiful. It's not just beautiful. It's a smile. It's a bright. It's a bright little woman. It makes my day. I come in and I'm like, you know, like, oh, just like, oh, man, it's been a busy day. She just looks at me. Don't say much. Look at me with her eyes and she just smiles. I'm like, okay, it's all good. I can do it. But I love it. But I think about all that we've been through, the burn, the recovery still ongoing. Think about my kids, think about my grandkids. I think about this a lot that's going on in our life. But I get this about dealing with the things to the best of your ability. And one of the things you don't do is you don't give in. You don't give in. You don't quit. You know what I'm saying? You look at what you have to work with. You look at what's going to say, hey, this is all I can do. That's it. I'm going to be good at this. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be able to do it. I'm gonna pray, I'm gonna mourn, I'm gonna weep, and Lord, just, I'm kind of waiting for you to hurry up here, you know. Sometimes in my prayers, I find myself saying, Lord, I'm just tired of hearing no. I don't want to hear no more. I'm just ready. I don't want to hear no more. I just need a yes. I just need a yes. This is where Job was at. Job was like, I just need a yes. I need for this to be over. I need for it to be over. But even in spite of that, Job was like, I'm going to stand faithful to God. I'm going to move fast to God. I'm not going to turn on God. No matter how bad this gets, no matter what happens next up, I'm going to be faithful. Finally, guys, coming to the end here. You know, Job is dealing with a lot, you know. Just really has a lot going on. But in spite of that, I am so fired up about Job, you know, what Job does. It says, down in verse 9 says, then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die. But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Should we indeed accept good from God? And should we not accept adversity? Let's be honest. When people do good to us and good by us, we want that, don't we? Now, how many of us want the bad things that people can do to us? Don't want it. I don't need no bad, no, I just need all the good stuff. But I love Joe's point. Joe says, hold on. One thing he's pointing to, like, this is not you. This is not a character. You're speaking like other women. These other women speak foolish. She said, no. He says, you know, we take the good and bad from God. Job was reminding her, man, we were rich. We had a lot of kids. We were the greatest people in the East. That was because of God. And now what we're going through, amen, God is behind that. I have it also. It's because of God. We need to learn to accept both in our relationship. You know, as you are a disciple, and as you think about coming to the side, you got to realize this journey is going to be great with God. But God is also going to allow you to experience the good and bad while you live this life. But you need to be faithful and say, I'm still going to be faithful to God, regardless of what God allows to come my way. And I wanted to do more research on this, because in my early days, when you think about it, you hear the street thinking like, oh God, that's evil and wicked. Speaking like that, Job is this mighty man. And that's how you look at that scripture. But I had to do some more research. And I'm so grateful for the men and women that God has inspired all over the world to just say, you know what? Hey, I want to influence some people inside this church. And something I read, I thought, this makes more sense for her to see that she's sitting there. So Joseph said to her, of course, you know, she said, you still go fast communication with her. So, at one point, it seems like Job's wife has become the proverbial example of a cruel, unsupported, sharp wife. Yet some allowances must be made, considering her loss in the previous days. We didn't think about that. When you read the script, you don't think about that she's lost in the day. You think, oh, Job is just like God. He's going through it. So you really oversee her loss. But this is her husband.
Yeah.
She was married to one of the men, the man, the greatest man in the East. We broke. Honey, what are we going to do? You know what I'm saying? Honey, we just came broke. She's like, whoa, what happened? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? We broke. She gave birth to 10 beautiful kids. That seems like Stephen King making a horrible read that woman's own presence. Yes, I'm just done. All my not one kid another day, all of them gone in one day. That's a snap book. And now she's watching her husband covered in all these boys. And he's sitting there miserable, mourning, face downcast. Like, boy, she's just like, she just gonna die too? That makes so much sense when you think about it. Job is not the only one being affected.
Yes.
But his wife has been affected the same way. And for mercy, if Job died, then I've lost everything. The money, the kids, and the love of my life. So when Job says that to her, he's trying to help her to realize, well, what harm to your faith? Don't collapse in this, you know. Hold firm, you know, because she's going through it too. A couple of quotes say she can't bear to see her husband suffer like this. What woman could, really? Her heart, already crushed by the loss of her 10 children, is now without hope. She is saying, curse God and he'll strike you dead too. Then you can escape the pain. Death would be better than this. Man, you just really comment on just where she's at now, where her heart's at. Just wanted all this. She's like Job, just wanted the end, you know. Satan goes in his attack against Job was to shake Job from his standing. But he just really failed to shake Job. Finally, guys, here in closing. It says, in verse 10, it says, he replied, you are talking like a foolish woman, like a foolish man. He says, she will accept good from God and not trouble. It says, in all this, Job did not sin in whatever he said. What was Satan number one goal? Prove God that Job would curse you, that Job's going to sin in the church. That Job's gonna say, God, you're the reason why I just forget you, God, whatever, I just want to die. But Job didn't. God said, in all the attacks that Job underwent, he never broke, he never gave in. What is God saying about you these days? All the attacks that you've been through in life, what's been written down in the ledger that God keeps on us? I don't know how God's keeping the ledger. I don't know if we got it written down somewhere mentally. But think about it. God's keeping a record of everything we do.
Yeah.
What is to be said about us? What is to be said about our integrity? What is to be said about our faith? What are the discussions going on about up there about us? What is God and the devil talking about? I feel like, Lord, you need to tell the devil, keep my name out of his mouth. And by the way, Lord, don't let the devil incite you. please, don't let him incite you. Be good. What is the Lord saying about you? Are you that fired up, faithful disciple? Are you that fired up, firmly planted Christian? Are you God's man or woman for the battle, for the walk, for the journey, for the adventure? Job is a great example of all God. He is. Job is such a great example. I love his 12 disciples. I love all the rest of them. But some of those guys who came before the 12 disciples, man, they had to do some things and they have truly set a foundation for us to follow. As we go forward in our life, as we go forward as a church, we got to realize God's the organization that breaks things away, whether it's individual or whether it's a group. But how we come out on the other side is what's going to matter.
Amen.
How we're going to let those guys, let's stay fired up. Let's be like Job. Let's be unshakable. And when those around us seem like they're shaking, let's be like Job. We got to serve them too. They come, hey, snap back out. Snap out of it. Snap out of it. We got, hey, listen, we got to serve those around you and keep them focused so that they don't get shaken in their faith. Let's be like Job. May God say these words about us. There lies a church with integrity that fears God and shuns evil. May that be said about this church.
Amen.
Or better yet, may it be said about each and every one of us. There be Gloria, Patricia, Nora, Julia, women of integrity who fear God and shun evil. That it be said about the men, Scott, Richard, Sydney, Lance, and Chris. There go men who are have integrity, fear God, and they shun. Whenever God speaks about us, may those words be spoken, and may they ring true into the day we go home to be with our Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you guys so much.
Good job.